Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Are we on air?
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, it's the Chief Rocker Busy B, and I'm your host from Coast to Coast Radio with my main man on the wheels of steel, Third Degree. It's the Chief Rocker Busy B. Smoke on, y'all. Smoke good. Peace.
The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Bless, live and direct. You are now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show with my man, DJ Third Degree.
Yo, this Outkast.
There will be absolutely no requests.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
Oh yeah, coast to coast. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. KEWR, eWater Radio, DJ Third Degree here once again on a Friday. Welcome, everybody. Thankful that you are here with me once again, spending an hour of your very precious time. I appreciate you very much for hanging out with me. We've got another great episode tonight, and we are going to be playing the music and talking about LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool James. James Todd Smith, born in Queens, New York. Farmers Boulevard is where he's from. And this dude, man, he has had one heck of a life, I'll tell you that. Started rapping when he was a little kid, about 9 years old. By the time he was a teenager, he was sort of getting known on the streets. And if you've ever seen Crush Groove, you kind of know a little bit of the story. He actually played himself in that movie. 16 years old, he starts creating some demos in his grandparents' home. They bought him some equipment, and he's down there making music. He sent demos to everybody. He thought he was all that, and some people thought so too. Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin found LL Cool J. They got his demo tape. They brought him in. The rest is history. 1984. My goodness gracious, I was in ninth grade in 1984. This dude was making music. He put out his first 12-inch single in 1984. It's called I Need a Beat. It was a dope song that Rick Rubin produced. It went on to sell over 100,000 copies. Now, there was a very famous DJ out of the African Bambaataz camp, DJ Jazzy J. He went in and he put a remix on it. And we're going to open up today's show with that remix. So, we've got a lot of LL to cover. It's so much LL Cool J music. 11 studio albums, two greatest hits albums. I'm going to play you so many songs. It's a two-episode show. So this is episode number one, folks. Thanks for joining me. We want to play this right here. This is the remix, again, by Jazzy J. This thing is just, it's such a banger. Like, it rocks. The drums rock on this. Rick Rubin put some dope drums on this. It's very simple, and it's very dope. This is it. Let's open up. I Need a Beat. It's the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show. My name is DJ Third Degree. It's Rap Attack DJs. UBOK Entertainment, and it's right now on KEWR. Shout out to Ed Waterford. Let's go.
You're listening to DJ Third Degree on the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show.
Motivated, a percussion, the gory, four,
you hear some effects on that track right there. There's a phaser that's being used. Listen to LL's voice at 16 years old. He had a voice already that was strong. Could have been, he was a big kid, you know, but nonetheless, Mad Flavor, 16. That was his first 12-inch that was released. So in November of 1985, the very first of the 11 studio albums came out. And we all know what it is. This is a legendary. This is, okay, so hip-hop's got legendary albums. There are artists and groups over the years that put out albums that, you know, got the five mics from the source or, you know, the gold standard, Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim, Criminal Minded by Boogie Down Productions, N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton, A Tribe Called Quest, A Low End Theory, so on and so forth. This album, you know, Licensed to Ill by the Beastie Boys, this album for LL, Radio, incredible. I could literally spend a show just playing the entire album. It's just filled with so many dope cuts. It was Def Jam's first full album release they ever put out. It's really freaking dope. Rick Rubin did a great job on this. So off of Def Jam, distributed by Columbia Records, Radio came out November of 1985. We just played the first single, I Need a Beat. However, we played the remix of it. But we're going to play this one. This is really, this was the really the first single off the album. This one right here. This is a legendary one. I Can't Live Without My Radio. Samples a piece of Cerrone's Rockin' in the Pocket. Funky fresh drums, very simple.
Knuckle. that's where the crib's at.
In simple drums, funky fresh rhymes, LL Youngster, man. Okay. Then these cats decided to make this next song. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This thing is like arguably up there with one of the, you know, some of the greatest hip-hop singles of all time. It has a hard guitar riff in it, sampled off of AC/DC's song called Flick the Switch. The drums that are sampled on this song that we're going to play is called, it's from a group called Trouble Funk, and their song Saturday Night Live from Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you'll know right away which one we're talking about. This is all-time classic.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna cocktail double Elma, rock my bell.
Rap attack.
DJ's name,
Cut Creek. you coming out the men's bathroom. You wasn't in there alone. Wasn't using the phone. The door was locked for 20 minutes. All I heard was moan.
Dear Yvette.
I don't really know if the story is so. I can either ask Curly or Larry or Moe. Or Earl, Shabazz, Lou, Mookie, or Joe. Like Santa Claus said, you're a ho-ho-ho. In every disco, you say hello. Like you're a little angel. But we all know, since you was 11, you've been acting this way. You always got in bed when you wanted to play. You're a freak. You think you're Lady Godiva. Some freaks alive, but he bet you're alive.
See, again, when it comes to the drums, very simple, but banging. Rick just rocking, banging beats. Dear Yvette, keep it moving.
You're a backseat queen, a elevator pro. A high-powered body makes your Levi's grow. See the stories I've heard, they could amaze. I heard she did it on a motorcycle back in the day. So calm down, freak, get a GED. That's a general education on decency. One day you'll see and agree with me. Unless you're gonna be a freak until you're 93. For you, there's no fee. Everything is free. This is from me to you, not you to me. Every night is your night. Your leather pants are tight. You try to shake your butt with all your might. I don't really wanna diss nobody. You might think I had a little too much Bacardi, but that's not the problem. The problem's Yvette. How bad can a girl's reputation get? See, she's the kind of girl all the homeboys met. If you're desperate, that's Yvette, 'cause she'll say bet.
Here we go. We're going to keep it moving off this album. I got one more for you. I just love this one. You'll rock.
The momentum of this party can only increase. The design of this rhyme is a masterpiece. You want to kick step to the musical feast and witness the force I'm about to release. You'll rock.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
With one rhyme, I subdue my adversaries are through. I'm the best, fascinating. My name's Cool J. I'm the royalty of rap. What else can I say? Experience, rhyme, and skill. Plus my voice is on wax. Funky, fresh, party rocker. So let's face facts. I'll dust a rapper off if I require practice. Vocal cords are rough that I can eat cactus. Choreographer of my best of all time. Composition technician with a b-boy's mind. Terrorizing MCs, destructions in my past. Make your girlfriend ask me for my autograph. I'm the mic time.
Unbelievable stuff right there. That was just amazing music. All right, we're going to move on to album number two. You guys having fun yet? I hope you are. KEWR, eWater Radio right now. You are listening to the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show. We are now going to move on to album number two. Who are we talking about? LL Cool J today is our featured artist. All right, so we just got done just banging out some dope cuts off that first album in May of 1987. So now, 2 years later, a little less than about a year and a half later, the second album gets released off of Def Jam again. This one is titled Bigger and Deffer. Now, we got some new production in this album. The L.A. Posse was brought in. Now, the L.A. Posse, if you're not familiar with them, a group of DJs. A matter of fact, DJ Bobcat and DJ Pooh were part of this crew of the L.A. Posse. They produced for a bunch of different artists. Matter of fact, they're also known for producing the rapper Breeze. If you don't know who Breeze is, man, go check out Breeze. I need to do like some Breeze music. I miss Breeze. Anyway, L.A. Posse, they were dope. Now, you're familiar with the top singles. Now, LL Cool J released the first love song in hip-hop, I Need Love. He also had a hit off this album called I'm Bad. Now, those are the typical singles, and I have to be honest with you. I'm not going to play those tonight because I want to play you some other cuts off this album and other albums that I think were doper. And we're going to start off with this first one. Listen to those drums. All right. Bang it out with Candy.
I met this new girl with big juicy lips and nice round hips. I mean, her body's a trip. And when I go over her house, you know what I like? The way she tells me take it off. It never suffice. Yo, I'm never in need. She's feeding my greed. She never waits for me to ask. She takes the lead. Her tongue is sticky. And hickeys are her specialty. Eve wants her, but she saves the good stuff for me. Her name is Candy. She's dandy of a dandy Don. You're mad and I'm happy that she put me on. For nothing, only a crazy man would. That's why I had to tell you that I feel good.
Little James Big Brown right there. Keep it
now
moving.
Now the latest gumdrop jelly bean. Brothers beg for the leg. She's on the chili team. It feels wicked. Every time I think it, that's right when we're alone. She never ever acts polite. Hey, yo, she blows me kisses. She does my dishes. I wish the bus too, and she grants my wishes. She's clever in bed. She uses her head. She's the kind of girl that keeps the fat man well fed. Left to right all night. The chick's out of sight. I broke my lampshade in half because I don't use the light, man. Chocolate with a cherry. Ask me if it's good. Nah, have to say berry. Wouldn't leave her for nothing. Only a crazy man would. That's why I had to tell you that I'm feel good. Feeling gooder than good. If you wouldn't, I would. If you could, I know you could. She's kicking back in the hood. When she starts to get off, she can knock off a cough. I know cough don't rhyme with boss, but she made me her boss. She's the talk of my room whenever I'm in my room. My little brother loves her more than his favorite cartoon. Her body's bad, the girl's built. Skin like silk, wet, steamy, and warm, just like a hot cup of milk. She's all the way live, keeps me satisfied. I don't go outside, I like to stay inside her. With bright white wings, and I'm crazy about the way Candy sticks her thing. Wouldn't leave her for nothing, only a crazy man would. That's why I had to tell you that I'm too good.
Right there. All right, I got another one for you. I like this one right here. This one's pretty dope. You know, for the most part, LL is just about simple beats because he just killed the mic.
The president woke and he called the Pope. The Pope climbed to heaven on a golden rope. He asked the Lord to raise Michelangelo from the dead so he can make a fresh painting of my head. Then I hung out with the king and the queen, and the queen put me down with a polo team. The way a sword swings all around the clock, I had a daughter, the princess, riding my jock. I knocked the freak off like a crazy retard. Then I took a little trip into a deck of cards. The diamond jack joker and the ace of spades was amazed at being a co-creator on the fade. Then I played cards with the queen of clubs. The queen of hearts and me cold fell in love. As for the queen of diamonds, she don't like me, because you know that a diamond is a girl's best friend. The double trouble spade was named the Duke, and the joker acted stupid, so we gave him the news. There was 52 cards and I met everyone. That story is over, but my rhyme ain't done. Then I took a trip to the center of the earth. I was kind of special, he loved went first. I met these funny looking people, they called them Caesars, so I held them to my wallet like Ebenezer. Tight leather pants that'll make you grunt. Two nice soft things right up front. The center of the earth ain't got no crime, just people body rocking to the LL rhyme. If you're kind of confused with what a Caesar is, it's just a girl who's on my dock cause I'm in showbiz. There was a whole lot of Caesars, I dogged everyone. That story is over, but my rhyme ain't done. Woke up late one afternoon, realized I was in the world of cartoons. He-Man told me he beat me up because he thought that I looked like a Donald Duck. Then I hung out with Spider-Man. He told me he was gonna start a comic strip band. The Incredible Hulk was gonna play the drums. Charlie Brown grabbed the guitar and started to strum. Snoopy tried to rock on the microphone, but Tom and Jerry both said he should leave it alone. Then I hung out with Mickey Mouse. He had two freaks, so we went to his house. Mickey's freak was ugly, but mine was deaf, so I knocked it off until there wasn't none left. They were cartoon characters, I met everyone. That story is over, but my rhyme ain't done. Since I'm a good friend of Father Time, I'm not getting older as I say this rhyme. I was warm in the snow at the Alamo before Boo shot looking. I stole the show. I was down with George at the Delaware, but I wore a Kango, not the fake white hair. Me and E Love met Sitting Bull. We made a peace pipe, then we took a pull. Then he brought more leaves from a golden chest. He thought it was tobacco, the shit was set. There was a lot of great men, and I met everyone. That story is over, but my rhyme ain't done. 11:33, I swear it's no sooner. I went inside my TV, I met the honeymooners. Ralph wanted me to bust a couple of rhymes, but I had my eyes on Alice's behind. Norton came down right about that time, looking in the press so we could swine and dine. Then I said to myself, I should give him a taste. So I pulled the microphone out my black briefcase. Said it ain't Bob Lowe or Barry Manilow. Then I bought Norton's hat cause I forgot my cane. Ralph said, I got a scheme, let me get to it. Norton, my pal, I said, yo, don't even do it. They were all honeymooners and I met everyone. That story is over, but my rhyme ain't done. Cause my tongue was sharp, I hit a note like a harper, a harmonica, Veronica. I do my part in a bedroom with leg room. I'm stuck like a monsoon chilled in Maui Wowie, and I carry the harpoon style. And I'll smile cause we got ill. Wrote my name on a rock at the top of the hill. I surfed all the waves, made love in caves, and I kicked the hill to make the native rave. Now I wanna tell you what all this means. From Farmers Boulevard to St. Albans, Queens, there's a lyrical technician who came to play. Number one B-boy, LL Cool J. All of this is just a story that I made up. Deaf lines will say on top of co-creators cut. Some of it's fiction and some of it's fact. Not another common rap with a heavy drum track. A whole lot of rhymes and I wrote everyone. That story is over and my rhyme is done.
Rhyme is done. Rhyme is done. Okay. So we're done with that album. Okay. So I'm going to tell you guys a story. LL Cool J, okay, I get invited to, I was working at Tower Records, so this had to be 89 or 90. All right, so I was working at Tower Records down in El Toro, California, which is down South Orange County, around the Irvine, California area, if you might know where that is, or Laguna Beach, if you've heard of that either. Okay, so I'm working down there. I was their singles buyer for that store. Had a blast, man. That was honestly like the best job I've ever had, because it was all music, and I was 17, 18 years old, and I became important at that store in regards to anybody who liked urban dance music. I catered to all the teachers who were doing aerobics classes, because aerobics were becoming something very big back then, and so I used to do mixes for them, and I got all these records of mixes and things for them. And my friend DJ Little Ken, shout out to DJ Little Ken, Kenny Jackson, my man Kenneth Jackson, Ken Jackson and I were roommates, and we did a lot of stuff for these ladies. Anyway, so I get invited to see Third Bass's album release party for the Cactus album that they put out. All right. I go up there. It was in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, at a place called The Palace, which is now, I believe, Avalon, or it might be something else. Anyway, So I go up in the spot. I roll up. I go by myself. I used to go to by myself, I think, to most of these things. And I walk up in there, and they're doing their thing, all this stuff, and they introduce LL Cool J. Like, whoa, LL Cool J's in the building. Bam. So they throw on a beat, and LL comes up out on the stage with the mic and starts freestyling. Well, I will tell you, MC Search and Pete Nice from third base were not happy because 20 minutes into this thing, LL is still controlling the stage, still freestyling. He rapped continuously for like 20, 25 minutes, nonstop over beats being dropped. It was crazy. He wasn't performing like his songs. He was freestyling. It was incredible. That dude was something else, man, and he still is incredible. The music's incredible. All right, let's go back to the music. 1989, he put out album number 3. It was called Walking with a Panther. All right, first song is legendary. Everybody knows it. It was like a big hit. Obviously, videos were big.
You're the type of guy that can't control your girl.
All right, we're going to start that over in a second. See, now you know the title. There's something very significant here in this song. You guys are going to trip, right, when I did the research. So there's a part in the song that go, oh, we, oh, oh. A lot of you old heads may recognize that, or people who are familiar with movies. At the end of the song, I'll tell you where that came from. Let's go.
You're the type of guy that can't control your girl. You try to buy love with diamonds and pearls. I'm the type of guy that shows up on the scene and gets the 7 digits, huh? You know the routine. You're the type of guy that tells us stay inside while you're steady fronting and your homeboys ride. I'm the type of guy that comes when you leave. I'm doing your girlfriend. That's something you can't believe. Cause I'm that type of guy.
Check it out. So that little OEO part is, they sang that. That was from Wizard of Oz. So if you're not familiar with that movie, you need to go check that out. All right. Talking about movies. This next song I'm going to play for you was put on a soundtrack, actually, for a movie called Less Than Zero. Robert Downey Jr. starred in this movie, released in 1989, about some high school kids, rich high school kids out of Beverly Hills who, one of their friends, they all liked to party. And one of them got hooked on cocaine, and it wasn't good for him, and their world spiraled out of bounds. And anyway, some of us might know something about that. I love this song. It's called Going Back to Cali. Those horns. This was sampling a piece of Planet Rap by Afrika Bambaataa. And this is dope. That little scratch of the... All right, let's rock out to it. Coast to Coast. EWKEWR. Let's go.
Going back to Cali. 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 I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali. 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 I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali. Styling. Profiling. Smiling, while in the sun, the top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on the beat. One steering wheel, flushed out, gold leaf, phantom top, and three girls waiting. The chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. Moving on the wind, back wheel spin, popping up the set and push play. Think so. I'm going back to Cali. Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali. Shaking them, thinking them, giving them to spots they never before hung. I'm in a place on sunset, it's a trip where the ice is cold, but the girl still stripped. The way to get, but this girl kept dancing, prancing, grinding, grinning, romancing. I but I don't wanna pay. Rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I'm getting fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise.
So, just so you guys know, it wasn't around back in these days. When this song came out, you wanted to have a car with a booming system because that bass and those drums just hit so hard. It was incredible. Like, my buddy, I remember we used to go out in his dad's truck, and his dad had a hell of a system in it. He used to rock out to that. And then my buddy, DJ Little Ken, had a dope car, too. All right, so we used to rock out. Okay, so then this song.
A, the B, the C, the D, the E, the F, the G, the H, the I, the J, the K, the L, the M, the N, the O, the P, the Q, the R, the S, the T, the U, the V,
this song
W,
is
X, thick. Y, Z.
Let's go.
To the rhythm of her. What should I give a brother? Time to move on. You better get another Vic to work with or quit. Cause I'm on some old ill. It's capable of murder, but I never committed. Taking no shorts, so you better forget it. Traveling the world on my total devastation. Total supercalifragilistic against the executioner. A wicked witch. Digging your ditch. Giving your stitch by stitch. Ain't this a bitch? Sweeter than lemonade. Stronger than a hand grenade. Rhymes are laid. Go deeper than a mermaid. Louder than a siren. I'm not retiring. It's firing, admiring the way I'm getting fried. Man
produced by the Bomb Squad. That beat is such fire. That beat is just flaming right there. Produced by the Bomb Squad, who produced both Public Enemy and Ice Cube, and just were incredible just producers, the Shockley brothers. All right, and Eric Sandler. Anyway, the guitar sample on there is from the Round Robin Monopoly group. They put a song called Life is Funky out in 1974. All right, this next one, very recognizable. This one was another hit for LL when this song came out. So it samples the intro from Scorpio by the Rhythm Addicts, which came out in 1975. And the drums are from a very well-sampled group, the Lafayette Afro Rock Band, and their cut, Hi-Hachi. Before we get into this, so just, you know, LL for me was like, because he was like this dude, he was so young when he came out, and he really just, like, attacked the scene, always by himself, though you'll see in the next, you know, as we get into more of the songs, he started doing collabs, was never really a big collab dude, did some over the years, sometimes it wasn't so good, because he really was not, I don't think he was that kind of artist, but he's this kind of artist, one who can put out good-ass songs. This is called Jingling Baby. You're listening to KTWR E-Water Radio.
Go ahead, baby.
It's the Coast to Coast Hip-Hop Show.
Uncle L, future of the funk. Records are recorded, mine is all the junk. People spread gossip and believe what they must. But I slam dunk punks to make them fight the duck. A minute is needed to make a phony bony bleed. And put them in a bucket like a chicken feed. Check out the pick up the litter, not a quit, I'm nice. And I'ma dust you up and dust you up twice. You never heard it, so I'm nervous, a cerebral fan. Genetics of the Asiatic miracle man. Dominant, McCoy and I'm real. Another brother fan, forget how you feel. He's so-so, I got the instinct. They call me Jeopardy Dog to put your booty in the clink. Clink, and dance into a Marley Marl remix single love. Let me see your earrings jingle love.
The Jingling Baby.
Go ahead, baby.
The Jingling Baby.
Go ahead, baby.
The Jingling Baby.
Go ahead, baby.
The Jingling Baby.
Go ahead, baby. I chopped you, chewed you, baked you, and sued you. To stop your pop, you need to stop, you kind of rude you. No good nigga boo trying to bait. How we live at home? Get out my face. I'm complete and effect, and I can't fall. Ride surprise, and I advise you all to stand back and peep. Don't sleep for doubt. I'm feeling it ill. I turn the mother out, huh? I'm top notch, you're playing hopscotch. Now I'ma do you while I'm body people watch. You're real funny, you really tried to go for yours. But I know why, you ain't handled no before. So you tried and lied to drain my fame. This ain't a game, yo, you know my name. And if
captivating, devastating, and don't want a single now. Dance to my remix single.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
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 They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby. When you first walked in, I ain't know what to think, cause you grabbed the microphone like your booty don't think, and tried to run down that. I can't get over that job that you were saying. You call that a battle round, round. How you gonna go against the army with a handgun? I'm LL, you don't understand, son. I'm a legend, on top of that I'm living. Now you look booty like that bum is giving. Whoever keeps you up, nah, I shouldn't say it. Whoever sets you up, think just how to play it. Cause man, yo, I feel for you, brother, I'm a bad.
Bad. Word to the
taking out suckers while the ladies pucker. Rolling over punks like a redneck trucker. Innovating, devastating, they don't want a single now. Let me see your earrings jingle. Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay, back in the day, we used to go to the clubs and dance our butts off to stuff like this. I remember walking to a club called United Nations once with Heavy D and Kid and Play on the dance floor dancing to this. We rocked it out.
Jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Come on, go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Yeah, do it, baby. Can't believe you try to get the same mic as me. Your grip's too quick, you can't hold it, B. You can dream of making progress and getting this night. But when I roll up, it's like hip-hop fight. Serve the curves, I never swerve on the curve. Every word you heard, play tricks on your nerves. Play your hand, lost track of your plan. When I show up, I blow up and destroy my man. Play it like a poker chip, that's what you get. I bet your fret sweat and regret you met. The titan of fighting, excitement, writing your type. From the toy boy, I got it in life, so start fighting. You know you can't create and get mean like this. When I'm on the court, you ain't strictly switch. When it's all over, said and done, my friend. Cause they allow Cool J to score again. So take a step back, give me some room to rest up. Here's the joker back, you're getting off at the next stop. I'ma deliver and give a speech with vigor. Pass the wine cooler, you big black. Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Yeah. Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
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 Yeah, go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Definitely,
go ahead, baby.
Definitely jingling.
Go ahead, baby.
And you say New York City. And you say New York City.
So dope.
And you say New York City. And you say New York City.
Okay. So that is part one of our LL Cool J special. We have other records to get to and lots of other music to get to when we do part two next Friday. All right, but we're not going to leave you yet. We have more music for you. I actually have a fire pick of the week. I want to shout out my man Nasty Ness and all of my Rap Attack DJ brothers across this country who do amazing things on their radio stations and their podcasts every single day and every single week. Shout out to all of them. They still hold up the flag of hip-hop and independent artists, and Nasty Ness has been our general all the way through, and God bless all of you guys, man. Love you, man. All right, so this past week we had Smith & Wesson on our conference call, and that is why I'm doing this as our fire pick. They just put out an album that just came out recently that has this particular song on it. It is called Let It Go. And we're going to rock it out for you as we send you out into your weekend. I love you guys, man. Thank you for tuning in. It is KEWR, eWater Radio. Check out our website, ewaterradio.net, for all of the amazing shows that we have on this station. And again, Ed, thank you, my man. I appreciate you. Shout out to my brother, Youngs Jones, the LAC, UBOK Productions. Shout out to Marvin, man. Appreciate you, bro, MG3. And my family, love you, Shell. Love the kids. Love Trev. Love M. Love Lauren. Love everybody. Yep, even myself. This is called Let It Go, so let it go.
Ooh.
Peace and love, coast to
let
coast.
It go.
DJ Third Degree.
Let it go.
See y'all
let
next
go.
Week. Peace and love, late.
I walk around town with the crown. I'm a king, booth for stage on my square like a fighter in the ring. Tyson was Price, I'm Mike Mayweather. These rappers is nice, I write way better. Pound for pound, lines are nines, round for round. Style profound, spark the loud sounds around. How can I move the crowd? First of all, no rats or snakes allowed. The lock and blow, nobody body parts are found. Not near, not a talking foul when guards around. Set your heart on your chest. Now that's a jack move. You cowards lacking respect. And that's a fact proof. Let stones throw, fam. Recognize you. Up with some grown ass man. Smith and Wesson, the brand of the weapon in hand. Killer jam. My condolence, like it's death in the fam.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yo, it's wreck time.
Show some respect when you address mine.
Stepwise.
This guy's a Columbia necktie.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Go against the camp.
That's a no-no. This ain't for show, bro.
These killers is loco. 9 milli. 40 with the drum attached.
So many bosses.
Oh, fuck, it's all the workers at. Let it blow.
Shorty gonna let it go.
Hit the spot, run up in it with the hammer cock. Kill them all,
sure.
I said kill them all.
Leave no witnesses.
Oh, shit, I said kill them all. No, oh, skipping, it's the game. Heard you got it, so we coming for them things.
Fingers bitching.
Nigga, make a move. I've got mine.
Then we want a body too.
I see you fronting, stunting on the gram. Pin your location, coming for them yams. Purple hair, noses in the baggie.
Shut up, Lord.
Got it coming in from Cali. Biggie Smithy, 62 Grizzy.
Right.
A team of shooters, all my in Flitty.
Right.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yo, it's wreck time.
Show some respect when you address mine.
Stepwise.
This guy's a Columbia necktie.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Go against the camp.
That's a no-no. This ain't for show, bro.
These killers is loco.
Go cop that album. Smith & Wesson just put it out. It's called The All. A-L-L. The All. Sorry. Getting over a cold. All right, y'all. See y'all next week. Peace and love. K-E-W-R. Peace. Coast to coast.